And our next speaker is Richard Nelson. Welcome, Mr. Nelson.
Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee, good afternoon. I'm Richard Nelson, speaking in favor of LD 489. Usually I stand, or as the occasion, sit here as that fisherman from Friendship, speaking of the fisheries or the effects that climate and greenhouse gases have on them and the world. But even though the lobster industry serves as a prime example that conservation go hand in hand with economic health, today it matters little if the speaker is a lobsterman, a teacher, or even legislator. The issue at hand is so basic and fundamentally shared between us as humans as the air we suck into our lungs or the water that passes our lips. Each of us is dependent on life-sustaining environment around us on this planet. Today, this unquestionable relationship finds a bit of confusion when stated as a human right. We hear calls for the rights to health care, rights to good-paying jobs, part-time, paid time off from those jobs, or even rights to basic housing nowadays. As much of these calls are based on good concepts and intentions, some might wonder if people should ever have left the womb. The Pine Tree Amendment has no association with the precepts of all about me, or the have it all now, or the politics of individual needs met by efforts of others. On the contrary, it's about sharing the resources of this planet with all, and sustaining it for future generations. Not to inhibit economic growth, but to allow for its continued abundance. About recognizing our symbiotic relationship with the environment. Simply, we take care of it, and it takes care of us. I look at this amendment as a missing block in the foundation of man's constitution, one that is needed to set a level for the desires of its people. An ideal not meant as an obstruction on our course, but as a navigational aid for our government and judiciary to maintain it. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Any questions for Mr. Nelson?